Buddy. Okay. Yes, Irmilani Khulun. And because of the confusion, so we stopped, we left off in the middle of the second parak and we switched to Kol HaBasar. We start from Kufi Gimla Med Aleph, and now we're continuing. So the Gemara is now discussing how do you know that Basar B'Cholav is Asa B'Achila? The Chumash only says, Lo Sevasha, you're not allowed to cook it. And then all the Tanaim say Basar B'Cholav is Asa B'Achila. The Mishnah even says that Basar B'Cholav is Asa B'Hano'ah. On Kufi Gimla Med Aleph, and the Gemara says on Kuf Tezvava Med Aleph, around 15 lines down from the top, Nasis and Loki Haitana, the Tanya Mishnah is against the Tanya Reb Shimon. Shimon holds that Basa B'chalav is Mutabana. Fine. So we pass Kanasabana. So the Gemara had a whole series of different opinions. How did the Tanaim figure this out? So first was Rav Ashi. In the middle, smack in the middle of Kufi Dalam, Amar Rav Ashi, Menayin Abbas B'chava. How do you know it's Asa B'Hanoa? Because of Rabbi Abahu. Rabbi Abahu says that in principle, all Macholas Asuras are Asa B'Hanoa, unless you have a pasuk that says otherwise. That was Rabbi Ashi. Fine. Then we had Rish Lakish. The last six lines on Dav Kuf Tezvav Menalev. Then Rish Lakish was the Talmud of Rabbi Yechanan. So on the top line on Kuf Tezvav on the base, Rabbi Yechanan says to Rish Lakish, what's wrong with Rebbe's drasha? What do you have to come up with a new drasha from Basham Levushal Bamayim? Basham Levushal, the carbon pesach that's cooked, the carbon pesach has to be broiled. In fact, when you broil it, you have to put it on a wooden spit, on a wooden broiler. And because the whole carbon is around the wood, so the wood won't burn, but they had to use wooden branches that are not going to give off any moisture. Because if you're going to give up moisture, that's going to be Moshe Mavushal Bamayin. So that's the Mishnah in Psochem like that. So the Korban Pesach has to be Tzli, only Tzli Esh. Moshe Mavushal Bamayin is on. Why does it say a double Osh and Moshe Mavushal? That's a Machloike Satanayim, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, where they say Dibetar Kedushen Deni Adam. Although Dibetar Kedushen Deni Adam, the Yadarshan Lushen is Kfulim. It says Hanik Tanik, Nasin Titim, Pasach Tiftach, and so on. So we usually assume, like Rabbi Akiva, that lo dibeter kolishem ben yadam. Whenever you have the shonis kfulim, you darshan something. Hanik tanik is a ribut. Nasan titan, everything is a ribut. It's marbu something. There also is bashal mavushal. What does it have to be repeated? Bashal mavushal. So Rish Lakish says that's an allusion to bishal basa b'chalap. Lo sebasha didi. That just like here, al techun amena bashal mavushal. Inad la osab achila. And it's a carbon pesach. So if it's also b'achila, you can't fulfill the mitzvah of carbon pesach with it, then it's also b'hanoa also because it's carbon. All carbonas are also b'hanoa. So that's Rish Lakish's drasha. So Rabbi Yechanan says, what's wrong with the drasha that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi said? Kuruzu Shoshana Rebbe, what's wrong with the drasha? Is it ugly? You don't like Rebbe's drasha that it says in Parshas Re'eh, Rashi fills us in, it says when you have psuli hamugdoshim, means a carbon shehuma benivdeh, after you bite it, then he says you can shecht it chutz lamigdosh. Usually karbonos have to be nishchat in the migdosh. Just my psuli hamigdosh and after pidyon. And then it says that a tomi v'ato yachta b'yachlena katzvi v'chayol. A tomi can eat it also. So one might have thought that since we're matir shchut chutz and we're matir tomi, maybe you're matir dam also. The pasuk says no, rakas hadam lo sachelu, rakas hadam. How does it say? Rak adam lo sachlenu, alos teshvchena kamayim. Then it says again, lo tachlenu. Why is it repeated a second time, lo sachlenu? So Rabbi Yudan Nasi said, emeinu winyan, really can say labor ala b'shnei lavin. But the Gemara says, you only say that as a last resort. Labor ala b'shnei lavin. Kalecha nek, ikal midrash, dashinan. That's a Gemara in Sochem. Whenever you have, by the way, whenever you have lavar ala bishnei lavin, what does that mean? It means you get twice malchus? Oh no, it's only repeated for chizuk. So the Rambam's opinion is, that's a fundamental machlokes, because the Rambam and all the other rishonim. The Rambam's opinion is, in the Sefer Mitzvahs, the Rambam has this baricha, sherish test. If it says in the Chumash 10 times, don't eat chelev and don't eat dam, it's only listed as one in the minyan mitzvahs, so you only get one time malchus. So what does it mean, labor ala b'shnei lavin? For emphasis, it's repeated for emphasis to say how strict it is, that it's also. But you don't get twice Malkus. That's the Rambam Shita. Tosfos, on the other hand, most of the Rishonim disagree with the Rambam, because the Gemara says, Ochel patisa loka arba. If you eat a certain non-kosher animal, you get four times Malkus. The mother loka chomish and tzira loka shesh. If you eat an ant, you get five times Malkus. If you eat a tzira, then you get six times Malkus. So what is that all about? So the Rashi and Tosfos and the Geonim and the Ramban, Ruba de Ruba, except for the Rambam, most of the Rishonim and the Geonim say, you add up how many times something appears in Chumash, and if it says four times, don't eat a sheretz, you get four times Malkus. And a kefal alav, if it's repeated many times, you get many times Malkus. And that's why Tosfos on the first daf in Chulin was bothered with Akasha. Why does it say, we discussed it, I think, on the first daf in Chulin. Why does it say that one who violates loyach lifen v'lo yamarosa, one of those tamura, is loikis, so if it gets harboim, he gets once Malkus, harboim, harboim yakenu, you ought to get twice Malkus, because lo yach lifen v'lo yamarosa. It's written twice, lo yach lifen v'lo yamarosa, twice. According to the Rambam, the kasha doesn't get off the ground. A kefla lav, you only get once Malkus. But all the Rishonim learn not like the Rambam. The Rambam, how does the Rambam understand that Gemara? That ochel patisa loika arba, if you eat a non-kosher fish, you get four times Malkus. Nemola loka chomish tzira loka shesh. Why do you get five times Malkus, six times Malkus? So the Rambam has a unique interpretation. He says, if it's a sheretz hamayim, there's one Malkus. Sheretz oif is once Malkus. Sheretz oritz is once Malkus. And if it's all three, it swims and it flies and it crawls on the ground, then you get three times Malkus. Then if it's spontaneously generated, there's another Malkus. And that's where the Rambam writes, and don't tell me that there's not such thing as spontaneous generation. He writes, whoever knows the ABC of science knows that there is such a thing as spontaneous generation. And the Rambam says you get four times Malkus, five times Malkus, because this one non-kosher animal is really also for different reasons. Not that you have a kefal of love, the same love as you repeat. So Tosfos Shita happens to be just the opposite from the Rambam. Tosfos Shita is that the only time you say love or all the bishnei lavin is if it'll be relevant for Malkus. If it's anyway a lav shein bo Malkus, then you would never say lav or olav b'shnei lav. The Rambam holds not so. The Rambam holds whenever you have lav or olav b'shnei lav, and you bedavka do not get 90 times Malkus, because it's a kefla lav. It's only repeated for emphasis. So again, so that's Rebbe's drasha. Rebbe says, why does it say in Parshas Re'eh, by the psula hamikdashim shehumamu v'nivdu, it says, he can shech the chutz lamikdash hatam ebata yachti v'achlenu katzvi b'cho ayol, Rakas Adam lo sachelu, then it says lo sachlenu. Why say a second time? So they could have said lavra le bishnei lavim, but you only say that as a last resort. Kalecha teka le midrash darshinam. That's the Gemara Mesachim around Daf Chafei says like that. So here Rebbe darshins. Why did it say the second time lo sachlenu? Emeinu inyan le dam. The pshutush on mikra is talking about dam. Emeinu inyan le dam. Tenehu inyan lo sachlenu. It goes on basa b'cholov. That you're not allowed to eat basa b'cholov. Not allowed to eat basa b'cholav. How do you know that it's also b'hano? So the Gemara answers, according to Rebbe, that Exereshava. It says kodesh kodesh, right? Anche kodesh tiyun li lo ya kodesh b'vnei sasi. It's also b'hano as well. Okay, so what do we have so far? So we had Rav Ashi gave his drasha. Kol sheti afti lucha. Rish Lakish said his drasha. Basha mevushal b'amayim. Lo dibater kol lishan many adam lishan is kvulim. Rebbe darshins from Emenu in Ladam. It says twice lo sachlenu. So rather than say labo ala b'shnei lavin, we choose to say the second lo sachlenu. Emenu in Ladam tenehu inyan lebasa b'cholov, and they both figure out how it'll be asaba. No, Rish Lakish and Rebbe both figure out how it's asaba. No, then you have the most famous. Then you have Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer has an interesting pshat. It says, L'sechu kol nevela, you can sell it to the goy, but you should be careful, bas b'cholav, not to cook bas b'chol, because then you won't be allowed to sell it. Because selling it will constitute an isur hano. So the posh pshat in the Gemara is that selling isur hano is an isur deraisa. That's what we said, that's a machlokes harishonim. When the Gemara says on the previous daf, that's what Rabbi Bo says in the name of Rabbi Loza. When the Gemara says on the previous daf, that by Nevela, the Torah has to tell us that it's Mutar B'Hanoah, because if it wouldn't say Lagen Shev Sherecha, it would have thought that it's also B'Hanoah. Where does the Pasuk say it's Mutar B'Hanoah? So Rav HaRishayim says Mutar B'Hanoah, because you sell it to the Nochri and you get paid money for it. So that's a violation of Isiri HaNoah. And this Shita L'Noda L'Mi, and there's such a Ran in Masechus Avodah Zarah, they have a Shita that... that selling it is only gram hanor. Real hanor deraisa is only if you smear it on your body or something like that. If you get hanor directly from the thing, you sell it and you get money, that's a gram hanor. It's only the rabbanon. So where do you see from nevela that nevela is mutar b'hanor? Maybe it's also b'hanor. And selling it doesn't constitute an isa hanor. So the raya was from the fact that the chumash uses the verb omochal anochi mechira. Because if the thing would be also b'hanor, mechira wouldn't be chal. That was an interpretation. That's how the Chassam Sofer explains the Raya in the Gemara from the usage of the word Mechira. And we said yesterday that's based on the assumption that the Mishnah says in Kiddush in the end of the second parak, the man is Mekadosh and Isha with Yisra HaNoah Zainim Kodesh. So there were three explanations given by the Rishonim. Some said because Zainu Shalom, so he can be Makna the ring to the girl, if it's also HaNoah. Some said it is Shalom, but it's Zainu Bishusa. So it's not allowed to use it, so it's called inaccessible. And others disagree. It is shalom, it is b'shusoy, but it's not shavaputa, a totally different reason. So if it's only not shavaputa, that doesn't prevent me from being able to be maknit. But if you say it's ain't shalom, or even if you say it is shalom, but it's ain't b'shusoy, so we paskan like Rabbi Yechanan, there was a machlekes hatanoim in Mishnais and Maaseh Sheni. If something is stolen from me, metaltalim stolen, and the gazlan has a kinyan zela, that's called the inebushusa of the nigza. So does that prevent the nigza from being maknit or mafkirit or magdashit? So it's a machleg zatanoim and a machleg zabiach and a shlokish had a paskin in Babakama daf samach tes amid aleph. And we paskin like Rabbi Yechanan, because whenever Gemara says in Yavam, it's around daf lamed vav. So whenever there's a machlekes of Yechanan Mishlokish, we always pass on Rabbi Yechanan with only three exceptions to the rule. So this is not one of the three exceptions. So we pass on that something that's Eina B'Shusai takes away a little bit because the Gazlan has Kinyan Exelam. So Eina B'Shusai takes away from my Bailus. If something is lost, something I have, and I lost some article, but it belongs to me. It's not stolen. I just don't know where it is. So that the Ritva writes in Bava Metzia, that's not called Dein and Bishusa. Only a Gzela, where the Gazan has Kinyon Gzela. That's Pogim and my Bala. That's called Dein and Bishusa. Let's say someone had a Shaila. I have Chametz in my office. And I can't get the offices locked up. All the buildings are locked up. So how can I sell a Chametz to the Nachri on Erev Pesach? How can the rabbi sell a Chametz for me on Erev Pesach? How can I sell something at Dein and Bishusa? So the Pashta says, that's not called Dein B'Shusa because the government does let me go out now because it's a sakana. If it's really a big shas hatchak, they will allow me to go. If I really need it, they will allow me to go. They don't want people to congregate to pass on the sickness. But the Pashta said, that's not called Dein B'Shusa. Dein B'Shusa is only if there's a gazan has a kinyan zeil. The Ritva writes in Bav Metzia that an Aveda is not called Dein B'Shusa. There's a question, maybe the Rambam disagrees with the Ritva, because there's a Rambam, we speak about it a little bit, I think. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Nachlas, maybe Paragimel, that the Bchor only, he quotes a Gemara, the Bchor only gets Bishnai b'muchzok, not b'ro'ui. Chola she'i motzi lo. Sa Bchor ben asno yake lasto Bishnai b'chola she'i motzi lo. Whatever the father had in his possession at the time of his death, the Bchor gets Bishnai. What if the father bought the sweepstakes ticket and the winning ticket won after the father died? Father died, and after he dies, then his sweepstakes ticket wins, and he comes into $5 billion. So the bchor doesn't get bishnayim on that because that's called ra'uy. The bchor only gets bishnayim on muchzav. So the Rambam writes, if the father died, and the father had of the svinasa bayam. The father had a boat, that the father sent the boat from Europe to America to deal with the Indians. And then the boat, they're not in touch with the boat. They don't have any cell phone. They don't have any email. They don't know if the boat is sank in the ocean or they don't know where it is. And then later on, it turns out the boat comes and brings back $1 million from America to back to Europe. So does the Pchor get Pishtai Manat? So the Rambam writes, if of the Sfinah Sabayam, if the father's boat was lost at sea, you don't know whether it's they survived or not. And then later on, they find out everybody's okay. So the Pchor doesn't get Pishtai Manat. That's called Roy. It means if it's a real Aveda, if it's a real Aveda, even though nobody has a Kinyan Zela on it, the Rambam says that it's... it's called Ro'i, it's not called Muchsak. So it could be that the Rambam, why is it called Ro'i? So the Kesef Mishnah says, the Rabbi asked on the Rambam, where in the world did he get this one from? So the Kesef Mishnah explains it based on a Mishnah in Erchin, that of the Sfinas Bayam is apparently the Rambam understood the Mishnah that it's called Bein Bishusa. So that's a question. That's a question. But over here, it's not over here, it's not even Ovud. As soon as everything blows over, as soon as the whole magefa will end, then he'll be able to go back and get his chametz in his office. Well, that, the pashta says that it is called b'shusa. The chametz is not called ena b'shusa. So getting back again over here. So the Tana. So first we had Rav Ashi, then we have Rish Lakish, then we have Rebbe, then you have the Tana. What's his name? Tana Bei Reb Lezer. It says, but you can sell it to a guy, but if you cook it with basa b'cholav, then you can't sell it to the guy, because then it'll be asa b'ana. So you see from that pasuk that basa b'cholav is asa b'ana. Okay, these are four drushes. The most famous is the next one, the Bei Reb Yishmael Tana, that it says three times, gimel pamim, that's what Rashi and Chumash quoted. So Rashi made the Tana Bei Rabbi Shmuel, the most famous one. And then yesterday we started Isi Ben Yehuda. So here in the Gemara, we were getting involved over here. Isi Ben Yehuda is working with a lot of Midrash HaTorah and Midrashes Bam that we, all year long, we hardly ever think about these things. So there's a midah of kal v'chaimer. Once that's one of the yud gimel midahs that turned into rashi's bam, you can make a kal v'chaimer. The two kinds of kal v'chaimer. There's a kal v'chaimer minei ubei that all the dinim should work out within this parsha. Then there's kal v'chaimer midin echad l'chaver. Here is making a kal v'chaimer from orla to basa b'chala. What has orla got to do with basa b'chala? So the answer is we assume all the dinim of the Torah fit into one big pattern. And you can make a mamatzino midin echad l'chaver, make a kalvachamim midin echad l'chavero, because all the dinim, kol ha-Torah kula inyan echad. That's a Tosefta in Sanhedrin. All the dinim of the Torah fit into one big pattern. Not exactly. We explained in the name of the Vilna Goyim that there are really three different patterns. There's Isura, Mamayna, and Tuma. But within Isur v'Heta, everything fits into one pattern. Within Tuma v'Tara, everything fits in. Within Didimamanus, everything fits in. So he makes a kalvachamim here, from Orla, Madach Orla Shalan. First, he says that we know that Basa B'cholav is also Bachila because of the Xerishava of Am Kodesh Atobe, Anche Kodesh Tiyundi. Fine. So that's how you know that Basa B'cholav is also Bachila, just like Trefa. Anche in Mishpatim, Anche Kodesh Tiyundi, Basa B'cholav Trefa, L'Asachela. So just like Anche Kodesh there means that it's also Bachila, so too it says, Am Kodesh Ato L'Sham L'Kech L'Sabash L'Gudi B'Chalei B'Imol, Am Kodesh Ato implies that it's also B'Achila, like Trefa. Fine. So he needed Gzera Shava. After he makes the Gzera Shava and he knows that Basa B'Chalav is also B'Achila, so then he says, well, let's compare Basa B'Chalav is also B'Achila and Orla is also B'Achila. Orla, he didn't do any Aver. Basa B'Chalav, he did an Aver. So Madach Orla, where he didn't do any Aver at all in planting a tree, nonetheless, it's also B'Ano. So Basa B'Chalav, where he did an Aver, for sure, it should be asa b'hanua, not just asa b'achila. Should certainly, because we know within the category of isuri achila, some of them are asa b'hanua, some of them are not. So, if there's a category like orla that is also not only b'achila, asa b'hanua, so kal v'chaimer basa b'cholav should belong to that category. So the Gemara says no. There's a pircha. What do you mean a pircha? You're telling me a pircha means meikve de din a pircha din. Ein anshman adin. The word din means a kal v'chaimer. Mikve the din of pircha means the whole foundation of the kal v'chaimer is that A is chomer and B is kal. So we're assuming over here that basa b'cholav is more chomer than orlo because nevda by aveira. So the Gemara says mikve the din of pircha, the whole foundation, the whole basis of the kal v'chaimer, there's a pircha on it. Pircha means that it crumbles. who says that Basa B'chadav is Machamah than Orla, because Nev de Bayavera, maybe Orla is Machamah than Basa B'chadav, because Lo Haisala, because why is Orla Machamah? Because Lo Haisabo Shas HaKosher, right? Malu Alishkan Lo Haisala Shas HaKosher means that that's a pircha. Maybe Orla is Machamah than Basa B'chadav, because Basa B'chadav, until you cooked it together, the basa was muta, the challah was muta. The orla, once it grows and it develops into food, first when it grows on the tree, it's eitz. So that's not food. We're talking about machalas asuris. When it develops to become, whenever anything grows on a tree, so the first couple of weeks, it's eitz bialma. It can't be mafish shumas and maisan, it's not edible. Even if you pluck it off, it won't be makabutum, it's not reil achila. But if it grows long enough, then it turns into eichel. So the second it turns into eichel, then it has an isa orla on it. So it's from the time that it became eichel, first it was eitz bialma. From the time that it became eichel, it was always asa b'achila. So how can you assume in your kavuchaymer that basa b'chalav is machamah than orla? Maybe orla is machamah than basa b'chalav because lohaisalo shasa kosher. So the Gemara says, no, you can't say that lohaisalo shasa kosher is a condition in making an Isra Achila. I have a yochiach to that pircha. There's a yochiach on the pircha from Chametz B'Pesach. Chametz B'Pesach is also machlagis hatanoim. If Yosef Lili says, M'sachm tamei al atzmecha, how can he say such a wild idea? Chametz also manoa kol shiva. He holds that, just like Reb Shimon is upset, he holds basa b'chadav is a muta manoa. So if Yosef Lili doesn't accept the our psak halacha, we hold that Basa b'chalav is asa b'ano against Reb Shimon, and we hold that chametz b'pesach is asa b'ano. We said even chemtzer shel nochri is asa b'ano. If there's a goyish bakery on Pesach and they just baked fresh cake or cookies, and I walk next to the bakery on Pesach specifically for the purpose of smelling the aroma, the pleasant smell of freshly baked cookies, so it says in Shulchan Aruch that you're not allowed to, that that's called a violation of Isuri Hanoh. That's a violation of Isuri Hanoh, yeah. The Ramah quotes that in Hilchas Pesach. The Gemara says, Chemtah Shal Nachri is also Bahanoh. Chemtah Shal Nachri is also Bahanoh. There's an example that they give in Shulchan Aruch, Chemtah Shal Nachri is also Bahanoh. If a Jew has tray for pots and pans and he rents it out for usage to non-Jews, so he's going to rent out his pot to a nochri on Pesach, what's the nochri going to do? So the nochri is going to cook his oatmeal cereal for breakfast. The nochri is going to cook oatmeal cereal for breakfast. So the Shulchan Aruch says, and Simen Tof Nun, in Hilchos Pesach, Shulchan Aruch says that that's also to do that because Reitze B'Kiyumai. If you have an empty pot and you burn it on, if you put, let's say I put, I remember once I was learning in the summertime, I was learning at home in my bungalow, and I put up a tea kettle to make some tea, and it didn't whistle, and I wasn't paying attention. So all of the water evaporated, and when there's no water in the kli, so the whole kli, the whole metal teapot caught fire, and the whole thing got ruined. Whenever you cook something in a pot, if you just have the pot on the fire, it doesn't have any food in it. So the pot is going to get ruined. So if I rent my pot, I have a trefa pot that I rent out to Nochrim all year long. I have a pot I rented to the Nochri on Pesach, and I know what he's going to do with it. He's going to cook oatmeal, he's going to cook chametz in the pot. So that says in Shulchan Aruch that that's Reitze B'Kiyumai. I'm getting Hanoah from the fact that the Nochri puts the chametz in the pot. Because if he's going to have the pot on the fire without the chametz in it, then the pot is going to burn. The pot will get destroyed. So that's called Reitze B'Kiyumai. That's a violation of getting hanoah from the chametz on Pesach. So that's based on the Gemara Maseches Avodah Zarah and Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara says that Reitze B'Kiyumai of Avodah Zarah in Yayin Nesach is awesome. So that's a big jump. So many Rishonim say that Reitze B'Kiyumai is only an Iser on Yayin Nesach and Avodah Zarah. It's a big question whether it's the Raisa or the Rabbanan. So many hold it's only an Iser by Avodah Zarah. It doesn't apply to any other Iser. And the Tur is the one who disagrees, and the Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yosef Karo, and the Shulchan Aruch, and Siman Taf Nun follows the tour there in Siman Taf Nun. That right to be kiyum is also the Pesach also. So that was a discussion that people have over here. Is that people are afraid that after Pesach, everybody's going to be needing food. So if I'm going to wait till after Pesach to buy food, maybe the stores won't have any more food. If I want to order from Amazon or something, so if I wait till after Pesach to order, it may take them 3 weeks till they're going to send it. So is it permissible before Pesach, or is it permissible on Chalamay Pesach to place an order that they should deliver chametz to me the day after Pesach? So you can't say, when I call them up, let's say on Chalamay Pesach, that they should deliver a box of Cheerios or whatever. I don't know which box. They don't have a specific box. So you can't say, I'm in violation of Bal Yerah by Matzeh. I'm not in violation of Bal Yerah. Which box of Cheerios are they going to send me? It could be that they're not even having the Cheerios yet. I'm going to call a grocery store, a Goyish grocery store, and on Chalamay Pesach, that please, 2 days, two, 3 days after Pesach, they should deliver some breakfast cereals to me. Chametz dik breakfast cereals. So can you say that I'm a violation of Bal Yerah by Matzeh? There's no specific box. Okay, you can't violate Bal Yerah on an abstract concept. You can only violate Bal Yerah on Chametz Bien, on some specific Chametz. You can't say, I'm getting Hanor from Chametz. What Hanor am I getting? I don't have any Chametz now. The question is, on Pesach, Reitzebi Kiyumai, which Chametz? But in Shulchan Aruch, Tafnun, the Mechaber Paskin is like the tour against the other. That Rotsi become is not only also by Yain Esach and Avodah Zarah, even extends to Chametz B'Pesach. That's because Rotsi became a form of getting Hanor. So that's a question. Is that called getting? And I say, I'd like you to deliver two boxes, a box of Cheerios and a box of Wheaties 2 days after Pesach. So what chametz am I getting? They don't have any chametz yet. So when then, let's say the last days of Pesach, the last days, they probably will already, there's a possibility, they'll already have the box of chametz that they're going to deliver to me, and they're going to put it aside for me. So then do you say, I'm not in violation of Bal Yerah by Matzah yet. It doesn't belong to me till I deliver it. Can you say, though, that I'm right to be Kiyumai? So that's what the Maharam Sheik, who was a Talmud of the Chasam Sefer, has very beautiful tshuvas. The Maharam Sheik has yeshivish tshuvas, the way we would analyze the Rebbe, the Chasam Sefer, a lot of times has tshuvas, that a person sometimes has to say something arbitrary. So the Chasam Sefer, a lot of times, has tshuvas that the yeshiva guys were dingzachan, because it's not so yeshivish in the Sfaris. He was a Pesach, so a lot of times he had to give arbitrary hachras. But the Maharam Sheik doesn't have it like that. Maharam Sheik and the Ksav Sefer was a son of the Ksav Sefer. He also has his tshuvas are more yeshivish, more with analysis, more so than the Ksav Sefer's. So the Maharam Sheik has a tshuva about this. So he passed based on a tshuva in the Shaar Ephraim. Shaar Ephraim is one of the earlier achronim, a Sfardish Pesach, I think. Shaar Ephraim says the only time you're in violation of Roitze B'Kiyuma by Chometz or by Avodah Zarah is if you do a Maise in the Guf HaDover. I get Hanoah from the fact that the Goy set aside the box of Cheerios for me. I'm Sheid Altase. You can't violate Isuri Hanoah. Hanoah B'Sheid Altase is Mutter. It's only a violation of Isuri Hanoah if you do a Maise HaMahana. That's the premise of a whole sugya in Psochem on Daf Chafei. Gemara has a whole discussion of Anoa Habo Lolo Adam Al Korchai. Let's say normal Pesach. I'm walking from my home to Shul. I'm walking to the Yeshiva, and the shortest distance is to walk on a block where there's a bakery, a Goyish bakery, and they bake chametz and it smells delicious. Whenever you walk in front of the store, I'm not interested in smelling the chametz there. So that's a whole discussion in the Gemara. That's called Anoa Habo Lolo Adam Al Korchai. If I walk specifically in front of the bakery in order to smell the reyach of the freshly baked bread, so that's called getting hanor from chametz b'pesach is also. But I'm minding my own business. I'm walking to shul and I'm walking to yeshiva. And this is the shortest distance. I'm chayav to walk around and around in order to avoid it. Maybe it's a dav sheinu miskaven. So that's what the Gemara has a whole discussion. Dav sheinu miskaven, osa mutar, a whole discussion. So the whole premise of the whole sugya is that in order to violate yisuri hanoah, you have to do a maisa hamahana. If it's just hanoah de memela, I'm minding my own business. I'm walking from one location to the other. I happen to pass by and I smell the chametz. I'm not really interested. So that's like a misasek. That's since I'm not into a maisa hamahana. That's what the Maamshik quotes from the Shaar Ephraim, that writes to be kiyuma is usher, even if you hold like the mechaber who paskins like the tour, that the din of roitz b'kiyuma even applies to chametz, doesn't only apply to with the zora and the einesach, but it's also because by roitz b'kiyuma is also because it's a form of nehenah. So hanoah, you have to be roitz b'kiyuma is a form of bilus. But that's what we assume, that it's not so. Roitz b'kiyuma is a form of violation of hanoah. You're getting hanoah from the chametz. And if you get hanoah de memela, that's mutter. It's only also to get to do a maisa hamahana. So that's what the Maamshik writes. It's permissible to order by the nochri chametz on chalamai Pesach that will be delivered after Pesach. Here in the neighborhood, it used to be a kosher bakery, Grunebaum's bakery. It used to be Grunebaum's used to be bakery in Frankfurt also. So when one of the Grunebaum family came to America, so he continued in that business. So on Chalamay Pesach, one of the workers in the bakery would go around. He knew who's having a bar mitzvah, who's having a shevet brachas, and he would go around and take orders from the people. Ask him how many cakes or cookies would you like to have that covered the bar mitzvah. Bar mitzvah is going to be another couple of months in the middle of the summer. So someone asked Shaila, is Grunenbaum's getting hanoah from chametz? Because they're taking an order on Pesach to deliver chametz. In the middle of the summer, at Rosh Hashanah time, they're taking an order now. What do you mean getting an order from what? From abstract chametz? You get the issa is not to get an order from a chametz b'yen, a particular chametz mesuyam, but just it's permissible to get an order from the concept of chametz. I promise I'm going to deliver you so many cakes and so many cookies, and they're all going to be chametz thick. That's not called getting an order from chametz. So the same thing, that's what the Maramshik comes to the Maskana. The right to be kiyum is a form of violation of Anoah. It's only if he does a maisa hamahana, only if he does a maisa begufish al chametz, then it's called right to be kiyum. So that's the Mishnah Berurah quotes a machlekes. That din, that the Mechaber writes, if the Jew rents his pot to the Nochri on Chalamoid, that the Nochri should cook his cereal in it. So that's considered a violation of Roitz B'Kiyuma because we know that the Nochri is going to put it on the fire, and if not for the fact that there's chametz in the pot would have burnt on the fire. So the Jew is getting hanoah from the chametz. So some Achrayim say, the Bir Halacha there quotes a Machlokes Achrayim. Some Achrayim say that if the Jew rents the pot to the Nochri before Pesach, then he's not in violation. Some say only if he rents the pot to the Nochri 30 days before Pesach. The Bir Halacha points out that the two girsas in the Sefer HaOgur, Ogur is one of the early Achrayim, late Rishayim. The Ogur already quotes the Tur. So the Tur is from the late Rishayim. The Ogur is after him. Every so often in Shulchan Aruch, they'll quote the Ogur, Hilchas Bar Mitzvah, the Siman Nun Hey, when they talk about that you have to have a minyan in order to say Kaddish before Baruch Hu when you're davening Shacharis and Shul, when under normal conditions, when you have minyanim and Shul. So it says all the 10 people have to be Bar Mitzvah. So they have the famous din from the Ogur, the twins were born, and the second one becomes Bar Mitzvah before the one who was born second becomes Bar Mitzvah earlier than the one who was born first. How was that? That one was the year they were born, there's another Rishon and another Sheni. So the first twin was born on the last day of Adar Rishon, and the second twin was born on the first day of Adar Sheni. And the year that they become Bar Mitzvah, there is no Adar Sheni. So the one who was born second on the first day of Adar Sheni becomes Bar Mitzvah. That's what the Ogur assumes. Because Bar Mitzvah and Hashana Pshuta on Rosh Chodesh Adar. And the one who was born on the last day of Adar Rishon becomes Bar Mitzvah, the last day of Adar. So the one was 1 second becomes bar mitzvah whole month earlier, 29 days earlier than the one was 1 half. That's from the Ogur. In Shulchan Aruch, they rarely, once in a long while, they quote from the Ogur. So here, the Bir Halacha here in Simet Tav Nun quotes this issue from the Ogur. On the assumption, like the Torah, that you're not allowed to rent the pot. The Jew is not allowed to rent the pot to the Nochri on Pesach because he knows he's going to cook chametz in it. And if he wouldn't put in the chametz, the pot would have cracked because of the fire on the bottom. That's called the nenef and the chametz. That's where it becomes nenef and the chametz. So what if he rents him the pot before Pesach? So the two gerusas and the augur, whether if you rent before Pesach is mutter, or if you rent 30 days before Pesach is mutter. The Mishnah Bura quotes that the Balatanya holds Shulchan Aruch Rav. Balatanya writes that even before Pesach, it's still us. He doesn't like those at Terim at all. But we understand why there were those who say mutter, because when are you doing the Maisa HaMahane? What, I give him the pot before Pesach. If I give the pot, I give the pot on Pesach, so then why exactly? What's wrong? Why am I give him the pot on Pesach, but I don't do any Maisa? The guy is going to be cooking the chametz in the pot. He says, but I authorized him to do it. I'm getting paid money because I authorized the guy. I'm renting him to him. He's paying me money that he should be allowed to cook chametz in my pot. So when he cooks the chametz in my pot, it's with my permission, with my authorization. That's considered as if I did a maisa hamahane. But so if I rent the pot on Pesach, it's considered as if I did a maisa mahana on Pesach. But I rented before Pesach, so what's wrong? So on Pesach, I'm completely shevi al tasa. I'm not doing anything. So that's why some achrayim held that correct girsa in the sefer Ogur should be that whenever you rent the pot before Pesach, you give it over. So then the hanor that the Yisrael gets on Pesach, that akli lo yibaka because of the fact that it's chametz, that's hanor de mimela. And others say, no, that it's also because I authorized the nochri to cook the chametz in the pot. So it's considered as if he's cooking the chametz in the pot bishlichusi. So that's called the maisa mahana. But over here, when I order, I call the grocery store up on Chalamoy. I say, 2 days after Pesach, please deliver a box of Wheaties and a box of Cheerios. So then he puts, so far, when I call on the phone, could be they don't even have any Cheerios. They're going to get it on the last day. And even if they have Cheerios, they didn't single out any specific box of Cheerios. So then even after by the last day Pesach, they already set up, they put aside the box of Cheerios, a box of Wheaties for me. It's a specific box. And I'm talking Rotsa Bikium. I hope they deliver it 2 days after Pesach. Yeah, but that Rotsa Bikium is completely B'shev Al Tasa. So that's what the Maram Shik quotes from the Shaar Ephraim. That you only violate the Suri Hanoa if you do Hamaisa Hamahana. Hanoa B'shev Al Tasa is Mutter. So Rotsa Bikium B'shev Al Tasa is not awesome. That's what he paskens La'alocha. Yes, so getting back over here again. So we pass on halacha that there was a Tana Reb Shimon who holds that Basa B'cholov is Mutter Banor. We don't accept his opinion. There was Tana Reb Yosef who holds the Chametz, but Pesach is Mutter Banor. He says, Tamei al Atzmecha. He's surprised why they disagree with him. He holds the Chametz, but Pesach is Mutter Banor. We don't accept that sheet. We pass on it's also Banor. So again, so sometimes you make a Kal V'chomer Medina Echel. Here they made a Kal V'chomer between Orla and Basa B'cholov. They're both asa b'achila. I know basa b'cholov is asa b'achila because it is erishave anji kodesh and am kodesh ato. So that's why I know that it's asa b'achila. I didn't know it's asa b'achila. So he makes a kal v'chomer. Ma'adach, we know that there's a category of macholos asuris that are asa b'ano and some are muta b'ano. So neveila treif is muta b'ano. Chodesh is truma is muta b'ano. Fine. So we know though that there are some macholos asuris that are asa b'ano. So the Gemara makes a kavachema. Madach orlo, where he didn't do and no one did any avera, the orlo is also b'ano. So basa b'cholov, what comes about like the avera, and it didn't, that it should belong to that category. It shouldn't be asa b'achila mutamana. She asa b'achila, asa b'ano, the kavachema from orlo. So the Gemara rejects it because they had a pircha. Who says that orlo is kal? And basa b'cholov is the chomer because nasis by avera, maybe Orla is the Chamor because Lahaisa Lo Shasakash. So the Gemara makes a Yochiach on the Pircha. That's not a valid Pircha. What are you trying to tell me? That things, Macholas Asuras, only make sense, they should be Asa Bahano, if Lahaisa Lo Shasakash. So the Gemara says, Chomis Bepesach Yochiach. The Chomis Bepesach is Asa Bahano, the way we pass from Lalacha. We don't accept Rabbi Yosef Glida's opinion. So Chametz B'Pesach, we say, is also banah, despite the fact that all year long, the Chametz was mutter. So you see that Hoysa Lo Shasa Kosh is irrelevant. That cannot be the cause why the Chametz B'Pesach is also. So that cannot be the cause why the Orla is also because of Hoysa Lo Shasa Kosh, because Chametz belongs to the category Macholos Asirus that are also banah, and it's Hoysa Lo Shasa Kosh. So it cannot be that Lohoysa Lo Shasa Kosh plays a role. So he should have said, when you continue this Kal Vachomer, he should have said like this, Orlo Tachiach, so the Gemara says, no, how can you, again, so the Gemara says, no, how can you use Chametz B'Pesach, as the Yochiach to prove that your Pircha is not correct? We had a Pircha, maybe Orlo is Machomer than Basa B'Cholov, because Orlo was Lohoysa Lo Shasa Kosh. So maybe that's what causes it to be Asamana. But B'Cholov, which is Hoysala Shasa Kosher, maybe cannot be Asamana. So the Gemara says, what? Ayochiach, that's not correct. How can that be correct? That the reason why Orla is Asamana, maybe the reason why Orla is Asamana is because Lahoysala Shasa Kosher cannot be correct because Chametz B'Pesach is Asa Banah, and Chametz Karim HaPesach is Hasa Lo Shasa Kosh. So that's a Yochiach on the Pircha, that the Pircha is not a valid Pircha. Then the Gemara says, but now there's a Pircha on the Yochiach. You're telling me, you're proving from Chametz B'Pesach that Lahoysa Lo Shasa Kosh is irrelevant. It cannot be the reason why Orla is Asa Banah. Again, Lohoysa Lo Shasa Kosh cannot be the reason why Orla is Asa Banah. Varai from Chametz B'Pesach, but maybe Chametz B'Pesach is not a good proof. Maybe Chametz B'Pesach is Asa Banah because it's Koris. Masheni came Basa B'Chalo, there is no Koris. So the Gemara should have said, the normal way the Gemara should have said, Isi ben Yehuda should have said, Orla Tachiach. You see, Orla, there's no Kares. But on the one hand, Orla has a Chumrah that Ahoy Salo Shasa Kosher. And Chametz B'Pesach has a Chumrah that has Kares. But at Tzad HaShavu Shebem, you see that this Chumrah, the Chumrah of Kares, cannot be that's what brings about the Yisra Hanah, Harai from Orla. Orla is not the Kares. And that Lohoysa Lo Shasa Kosher, Rav Orla cannot be the reason why Orla is also manor because Chametz B'Pesach is Hoysa Lo Shasa Kosher. Atzad HaShavu Shebehem, that they're Macholas Asuris, and they're also manor. Afani Yavi, all Macholas Asuris should be also manor, unless you have a pasuk that says Beferish, that it should be Mutter. So the Gemara should have really, Isi Ben Yehuda should have finished off his limud by saying, not by introducing Kloy HaKerem Yochichu. You see, Kloy HaKerem is also Bahanah, even though there's no Kares. Why they fly to Kloy HaKerem? He started off with Orla. He started off by making a Kal Vachomer from Orla. Isi ben Yehuda, ma Orla, shelo nevda bo avera, is also Bahanah. So Chametz, so Basa B'Cholav, nevda bo avera, and a din that it should be also Bahanah. So then when they said the Pircha, that maybe Orla is different because Lohoysa Lo Shasa Kosher, so they said Chametz Yochiach. Then they say Chametz is Kares. They should have gone back and said Orla Tachiach. Lo Rizeh Kirizeh, but Lo Rizeh Kirizeh. The Re'ius, the Chumrah that Chametz has, namely Kares, doesn't exist by Orla. Chumrah that Orla has, the Re'ius. Re'i is an abbreviation for the word, the Re'ius. The swara to say that maybe here there should be an Isa Hanor. So the Re'ius that Orla has, Lohoysa Lo Shasa Kosher, doesn't exist by Chametz. The Re'ius that Tzad Chumrah that Chametz has, that Kares, doesn't exist by Orla. Tzad HaShavu Shebehem, that whatever zos machil is zos manos, and melu should have come out that bas mechol is zos. So that's when the Gemara asks, why didn't Isi ben Yehuda say that? Instead of saying Arlo Tachiach, after he brought up the issue, maybe chametz is different because it has kares. So he comes up and he says kolay hakerem yochicha. So that's the Gemara's question. Why did he say here? That's what the second wide line before the second narrow line before the wide lines towards the bottom of Kuf Tezvav and the base. You have the wide lines, the bottom 10 wide lines. So the second line, second narrow line before. So the Gemara asks, Lama lelemem b'klai akerem yachichu. Why did Isi ben Yehuda, when he got stuck, and he said, chometz yochiach, that you see that Allah has a losh has a kosh is irrelevant. So he says, chometz yochiach. Then he says, no, but maybe chometz has kosh. Instead of saying, k'loi akerem yochichu, he goes, he should have said, orlo techiach. Lama lemeim k'loi akerem yochichu. Lema, why didn't he say, orlo techiach? But then you say again, but orlo's lahoys alosh has a kosh. So it said then, v'leheder dina. And then the Kal B'chaymer will go from one to the other. You see, what do they both have in common? Chametz and Orla. They both have in common that they're Macholos Asuris and they're Asabana. Afani Yavi, Bas B'cholim, is Asabachila, should be Asabana. So why didn't Isi Ben Yehuda say Atzad HaShavet? Amar Abashi, the answer is, Mishim Dikan Ameimen, the Beilot Tachiyach. You can't just make Atzara Shavet, that whatever is also Bachila is also Bano, because that wouldn't be a Kal V'chaymer, that would be a Mamatzinu. You see, that Atzara Shavet, see, it started off as a Kal V'chaymer, that Ma Orlo Shalei Nev De Ba'Veira also Bano, so Basa B'cholub Shalei Nev De Ba'Veira and Adin Shalei also Bano. Started off as a Kal V'chaymer. Then the Gemara said, maybe Orlo, who says that Orlo is the Kal? And Basa B'cholub is the Chomer because Nev Debave. Maybe Orlo is the Chomer because Lohaisalosha Asakosha. So once you rejected that, the whole Kavachem is off. So you're making a Mamatzino now, a Mamatzino. So if you have a Mamatzino from two, what are you saying now, Mamatzino? You find Chomets and Orlo Abota Sabanoa. So you're saying Chorus is irrelevant, Lohaisalosha Asakosha is irrelevant. What is relevant is whatever is Asabachil is Asabanoa. So he says, you can't say a mamatzina like that. That's a mamatzina. It's not a kal v'chaymer anymore. He said, you can't say a mamatzina like that. It's not a kal v'chaymer anymore because chametz b'pesach is le'nev d'ba'avir. Chametz b'pesach is also b'ano. It's le'nev d'ba'avir. I think chametz b'pesach, if a nochri has it, it's also also b'ano. I had the basa b'chalav, if a nochri cooked it, it's also also b'ano. I don't know, but there's no... I don't know. I think at this point it's only a mamatzina, it's not a kal v'chaymer. So he says, if you're going to say tzara shav shebahem, that anything tzasam achil asmano, I know it's not true, because nevela tachiyach, that's a yachiyach, it'll lead you to the false conclusion. Asur b'achil ha-materes b'ano. So you can't, that's why Isi ben Yehuda didn't say, orla tachiyach v'chazav adin, because then you'll say that nevela tachiyach. So one of the Chacham tells him, he heard the name of Rish Lakish called Matzad Miguf Parchinim Al Malay Parchina. If you have Atzad Shavish Abahem to learn out, if you have Migufe Parchina, if you say these two things here, the two things you're learning, you want to learn out Bas Bechalav from the Atzad Shavah of Orlo and Chametz BePesach. So that's Matzad, the two things, Orlo and Chametz BePesach. So Migufe Parchina. If there's a svara to say that they have some property in common, Orla and Chametz B'Pesach have something in common that doesn't exist by Basa B'Cholav. So then that's a pircha. But Me'alma loy prachina. If you're going to have a pircha Me'alma, that's called a yochiach. He's saying this style, the alfusa, that you're saying that Orla and Chametz B'Pesach are both Asa B'Achil, and therefore they're Asa B'Ano. So anything that's Asa B'Achil is Asa B'Ano. So you're going to say, but Nevelu Tochiyach. So he says, no, Me'alma loy Parchinan. If there's a Svar, Migufe Parchinan. If they have something in common, if Orla and Chametz have something in common that doesn't exist by Basa B'Cholav, then migufi pachino. You can't learn that. It's not a good mamatzino. It's not the same. But if you're going to say a pircha, nevela tochiach, a yochiach, you're going to say yochiach, mealma lo pachino. That's not good. It's only migufa pachino. A pircha migufa is good. So they didn't like the answer, Nachamon. The Gemara asked, why did he see Ben Yehuda switch and say, Kalaya Kerem Yochichu? Why didn't he just go back to Orlo and say, each one of them, Orlo and Chametz B'Pesach, each one has a chumrah. Chametz B'Pesach has a chumrah that it has chorus. Orlo has a chumrah that it's lahoy salosh asakosha. Kloy HaKerem doesn't have that chumrah. That's going to be, Gemara is going to explain on the Zayin and Allah. We already have the case of Orlo that it's also banod, despite the fact that hoy salosh asakosha. So why did Isi Ben Yehuda switch to say Kloy HaKerem? Because if he would have gone back to Orlo that he started with, then he would have had again. Orla has a chumrah, lahoy salosh asakosha. Chametz has a chumrah. But you see, the other one doesn't have that chumrah. It's out of Shav Shabahem, that neither this chumrah nor that chumrah. Lo rizeh ki rizeh. The chumrah that Chametz has, namely kares, doesn't exist by Orla. Chumrah that Orla has, namely lahoy salosh asakosha, doesn't exist by Chametz. So you see that neither chumrah brings about the din that it's also banor. So therefore, that all these are achila, rasabano. So therefore, basa b'chalim should be asmano. So the Gemara says, so Rav Ashi thought he didn't want to say that because it's not correct. Because nevela tochiach, that it's also b'achid, then it's mutabano. So Mordechai tells Rav Ashi that's not a correct answer because he heard in the name of Reish Lakish, whenever you have ma'atzad, like over here, trying to tell me why didn't he learn it out from Orla and Chametz B'Pesach, only Migufi Parchinon. If there's a Pircha, a Yochiach is no good. Me'alma is a Yochiach. If you have a Pircha, then it's good. If you say, no, Orla and Chametz B'Pesach have something in common that Basa B'Cholub doesn't have. I was going to say in a minute, Orla and Chametz B'Pesach are both Gidule Karka. And Basa B'Cholub is not Gidule Karka. So that's a difference. So that would be Migufa Parchina. Maybe the Chumra of Isahana only applies to Gidule Karka, even though it's not logical at all. Why should Gidule Karka be Muhammad? There's no Svara Lahakla Lachmer just because it's Gidule Karka, but still, that's called a Pircha. It's a Pircha called the Hum. It's a Pircha called the Hum. Usually a Pircha is, like we said before, how can you learn a Kalbochaimer from Orlo to Basbacholov? Orla, who says that Orla is the Kal and Basa B'Cholav is the Choma because Nev the Ba'avera? Maybe Orla is the Choma because Lahai Salosh Asakosha. So that's a Pircha, Mi'ikra the Dina Pircha. That's Mi'ikra the Dina Pircha. What do you mean, Mi'ikra the Dina? Who says A is Choma and B is Kal? Maybe A is Kal and B is Choma. Who says that Basa B'Cholav is Machoma than Orla? Maybe Orla is Machoma because Lahai Salosh Asakosha. But here, the Gemara is saying this is a if he would learn out from the two, from Orla and from Orla and Chametz, one could argue the point and say, Migufa Parchina, this is a Pircha Koldahu. It's not Mi'ikri the Dina Pircha, it's not that the whole foundation of the Kalvachayma is question who says A is Chama, B is Chal, and Kal. It's Migufa Parchina, it's a Pircha Koldahu. Then maybe the din only applies when it has that in common. But me'alma means you can't make a yochiach. Here he said, Rav Ashi answered, nevela tochiach, whenever you have a tzad shove, you can't, if that's true, nacham, if Reish Lakish is right, so why did Reisi Ben Yehuda go fly off the Kloy HaKerem? Teisi B'Mahatzad. Why doesn't he remain like we asked originally? Why did he say Kloy HaKerem Yechichu? Why did he say Orla Tochiach? Learn out from the Tzad HaShabah of Orla and Chametz B'Pesach. Pesach, or the chametz b'Pesach, then who had been nami that basa b'cholim should be asmana? Gemara says no. Backwards. No, it's a pircha called the maybe the din only applies to geduli karka and it shouldn't apply to bas b'chol. The Gemara says, really? So now that you said, so now you threw in kloy hakerem. You started off with orlo and you made a kavachem. Then you had a then you had a mikveh, the din of pircha, maybe oil is machom. So then you said, that's not correct from chametz. So now you're learning out from all three, combination of all three, from orla, chametz with pesach, and kloy hakerem. That all three together are rosabano, masha'ini kain. And from that, you want to learn out that basa b'cholab should also be awesome. If that's the reason, if Resh Lakish is right, that you can make a pircha called the who if you're learning out from a tzad hashava of two. You can reject the tzad hashava based on yachiyach, but you can't reject it based on the pircha called the who. So pircha called the who gidule karka yachi. So what did you gain by saying klakam hashtanami? Now that he changed it, he said then you would have changed it. And he flew off to Klei Akem. Hashtana, Nikolimir, Malchakam, Shkan Gedule Karka. All three are Gedule Karka. The Orla, the Chametz B'Pesach, and the Klei Akem. All three are Gedule Karka. So even though you're learning out from all three, what did he gain? What did Issa Ben Yehuda gain? By introducing Klei Akerem, so his Yafusa is that you're learning out from all three together, that Basa B'Chal should be Hasabana. Why don't you say there's a pircha called the hood that all three are geduli karka? So we're still stuck. We heard the name of Shlag the following. What's the answer to the question? Call ma'atzad. If you have a tzada shove of two parchinon called the hood. If you learn out from if you would have learned that from a tzada shove from what? From Orla and Chomiz b'Pesach. To basa b'cholav, a pircha kol dehu would be rejected. And what would be the pircha kol dehu? Shekein gedule karka. Hashenik him basa b'cholav, neither the milk nor the meat is gedule karka. Nothing is a fruit or a vegetable. But if you have loya mamrit, but if it's not learned that from tzadashav, it's not a matzad. Matzad is a tzadashav. If it's loya mamrit, then kal b'chorim pachinan. What does he say? Loya mamrit means if it's a chada mechada. If you originally Issa ben Yehuda started off, he wants to learn out a kavachamer from orla to basa b'cholav. So that would have been chada mechada. So if you set up your limud, if you set up your yafusa loya mamrit, I want to learn out one from one. Chodem echodem, then only if you can have mikvah if it's a kavuchaim or parchinan, or a semicolon. Kol dehu loy parchinan. You can't make a pircha kol dehu over here because here it started off as a kavuchaim or chodem echodem. Right. But was it help that you started off chodem echodem? At the end of the day, learning out from all three together because each one had an issue. You can't learn out from Orla because maybe Orla is machama then. That's me. Could have been a pircha. Can't learn out from chametz b'pesach. Chametz b'pesach has kares, and you can't learn out from both of them because you can't learn out from both of them. Why not? Because you have nevela tochiach. What was nevela tochiach? Can't say that whatever is asa b'achila is asa ba'ano, because he said nevela tochiach. I but we just said. Whenever you have a tzara shove, he can't use a yachiyach. Ravashi said it's a yachiyach from the vela. So Martha told me it's not correct. You can't reject a tzara shove. You can't cancel a tzara shove based on a yachiyach, only based on a pircha migufay. So what's over here? Here there is a pircha migufay. They're both kidule karka. Nachamal. So what did the Gemara say? Yachiyach. What is the Gemara? Again, five lines from the bottom. I hachi hashtanam yikon lemifrach malikolakam shken gedule karka. What is the help that you introduced kloy hakerem? So you're learning out from kloy hakerem and chometz. Fine. Kloy hakerem and chometz. But still, they're both gedule karka. So whenever you learn out from two different dinim, a tzad hashoveh, sort of a tzad hashoveh, you make even a pircha kol dehu. So that's a pircha kol dehu. So the Gemara says, no, again, what is the answer? Kol ma'atzat pachinan kol dehu. If it would be a tzad hashoveh, if it would have been from orla and chametz, then it would have been a tzad hashoveh shebehem. Why would it be a tzad hashoveh? Because each one, orla has a chumrah that chametz doesn't have. Chametz does a chumrah that orla doesn't have. Chometz has the chumrah that koris, and orla has the chumrah that lahoisel lo shas hakoshet. So then you're going to say atzad hashoveh shebehem. So then you can make a pircha kol dehu and say they both gedule karka. But here we didn't do like that. Here we're saying lo yemamrit. It starts off really. It started off as a chada michada. So then kal b'chomer parchin kol dehu le parchin. You don't make a pircha kol dehu over here. Why? Because it started off as a. It's not really a tzad hashoveh chad mitarti. We didn't say lo rizek rizek. If you're learning out from kloy hakam has neither kares nor lo haisa lo shasakash, has neither chumra. If the limud would have remained the way he started, the way Yisabin Yehuda started, from orla and chometz, each one has a chumra, and then you got to say tzad hashoveh shebehem. So then a pircha kol dehu would be enough to reject it. But over here, we backed out from that. We're not learning from the orla. We started off with the kal b'chomer from orla to basa b'chala. Then we had to move on, but we didn't have to say lo rizeh kirizeh, because kloy hakerem has neither the chumra of kares, nor does it have the chumra of lahoisa lo shas hakoshe. The Gemara will explain on the next Amud. Why doesn't it have the chumra of lahoisa lo shas hakoshe? The Gemara is going to prove that hoisa lo shas hakoshe. So since it's not really a tzad hashoveh, so that's when he says kol matzad. If each one has a chumrah and you say lo rizek rizek, this one doesn't have the chumrah, that one, that's a tzad hashoveh shebehem, then parchina kol dehu. Then you have a right to reject it by just saying gedule karka, even though there's no svara lahakla lahakma over there. But if here, because it's not a tzad hashoveh shebehem, because kol hakerem has neither of the chumras, so therefore lo yemamrit, arguing back and forth and working the hoya fusa, so that's only kal b'chomer parchino. If there's a svar lachalek, one is machomer than the other, that's a, then you reject it. Or kol dehu lo parchino. You can't say a pircha kol dehu. Frag the Gemara, but still, the end of the day, learning from all three together. You're learning from orla, kloy hakerem, and chometz, because you need all three. You need the chometz to prove that even if hoysalo shas hakosher, what do you need the whole chometz for? Why don't you just learn from orla and kloy hakerem? Why don't you just learn from orla and kloy hakerem that whatever is osur b'achila is osur b'hano? Why don't you just learn from orla or kloy hakerem? Because kloy hakerem has neither. It doesn't have the chumrah of kares. That's the same as orla. And it doesn't have the chumrah of lahoysa lo shas hakosher. So why do they have to introduce the chometz at all? When he said... He started off, Isi Ben Yehuda started off, let's learn a kal b'chomer from orla to basa b'chalav. So he said, no, maybe orla has a, maybe who says that orla is the kal, and basa b'chalav is the chomer because nasis by aveira. Maybe basa b'chalav is the chomer, maybe orla is the chomer because lo ha'isa lo shas hakash. So they should have said right away, kolei hakerem yachicha. That would be the end of the story. Then you wouldn't have to say atzad hashoveh shebehem, because kloy hakerem doesn't have any chumras over kloy hakerem doesn't have any chumras over what do you call it over orla. Nachamol. So what does the Gemara say? Fregma v'lifrach lekulu. All right, what does the Gemara say? Learning out from three. V'lifrach lekulu. Say learning out from all three. I don't know why do you need all three. Why don't you just say you need the two?
Rabbi Tosfos addresses that
Yeah, so what do they answer?
It's the Tosos Dermas called Klaya Keren.
Yeah, here they talk about. Here the bottom Tosos, I've got the Miklad Kamika Lemail of Mamatsina. What do you need? The whole Yafusa, Lord Pachina Kodu, and the Kankam, how the Alp Kabacham, Mishlosh Tam Parach, yeah. Klakam Yachicha, Miklakam, great to have a Matsa Lemail of Mamatsina. Yeah, what do you need? All three. Leave out Orla, leave out Chomes, just learn from Klakam alone. Said, you could have learned that from Klai HaKerem alone. So why did? Because it's nicer to learn, it's better to learn a Kal V'Chomer than to learn a Mamatzina. Kal V'Chomer is a Mamatzina plus. That's what the Rishonim and Achronim ask. Why do you need two different midas? You have a mama. Which midah is mamatzina? The most often, from the Yud Gam midah shall turn the dreshes, and the one that we use most often today, the only one that we use today, is really mamatzina and in Kal V'Chomer. All the others we don't know how to use. So the question is, which midah is mamatzina? He's saying over here, mamatzina. Defined by Kloy HaKerem, it's also Bachila, it's also Banos, who are Dinami. It's going to be Asmana, Mamatzina. Which midah is Mamatzina? The Sam said the Prima Godim in one of his little Svarim, in the Ginas Verodim, quotes a Machlaikas Achrenim. Which midah is it? So some Rishonim say that the midah of Mamatzina is included in Kal V'Chomer. Every Kal V'Chomer is a Matzina plus icing on top. Not only should it be the same, it's even a Kal V'Chomer that the din should be the same. Let's say Shem B'Regel B'Shus HaNizik is Chayv Nezik Sholem. It's a Kal V'Chomer that Keren. Reb Tarf makes a Kal V'Chomer that Keren B'Shus HaNizik. Usually Keren B'Shus Ram is Chayv Chatzin Nezik. Reb Tarf wants to make a Kal V'Chomer in the Mishnah Baba Kama. The Keren B'Chatz HaNizik should pay Nezik Sholem. So what did he could have said it's a Mamatzina. What did he need? So the Kal V'Chomer is really a Mamatzina plus icing on top of the cake. But basically, Mamatzina is included in the Kal V'Chomer. And others, that's, I think, the Meiri has like that, if I'm not mistaken, Meiri in the dark. And some Achrayim, the Prima Gonim quote, some Achrayim say, no, that the Midah Mamatzina is included in Binyanav. What does it mean, Binyanav? Binyanav means that there's unity in the style and the style of language of the Chumash. When a word appears in the Chumash in a few places, has the same connotation. Let's say the word aid. The Gemara has on the first daf in the Sota, the base on the base. Gomakam shenema aid, harei kan shnayim, unless it says, liyakam eid echad biyish, l'chalav and l'chal chatez. So we say eid echad, then it means one aid. But if whenever just the word aid appears, it means a pair of aid, two aid. So that's called the Mamatzina. That is the language, that's called the Binyanav. The terms that appear in the Chumash always have the same meaning because the Chumash was written in the same style. The Chumash was authored by one author, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and when he uses the same word in different places, it has the same meaning. So that's the same, that's what we call a Mamatzina, that not only the language has one style, the dinim fit into one big pattern. All the dinim fit into a pattern, and you have a Mamatzina. If it says by the Karshe HaMishkan, Atzishita Momdim, has to be Kederach Kedilosam, so from that we derive that the Esrig and the Lula have to also be Kederach Kedilosam. You learn that from Dinechad L'Chavera, because just like the language style is one, so the dinim fit into one big pattern, into one big mosaic. So that's a machlokes. What is the makor of the midah of Mamatzina? Is it part of the midah of Binyanav? Is it part of the midah of Kal V'Chomer? So that's the question that they ask. If Mamatzina is part of the midah of Kal V'Chomer, okay, so yeah, so it's Kal V'Chomer. But if you hold that it's really part of the midah of Binyanav, so what do you need a Kal V'Chomer for? Every Kal V'Chomer is a Mamatzina with icing on top of the cake. So what do you need as a separate midah, the midah of Kal V'Chomer? Every Kal V'Chomer should be a Mamatzina. Mamatzina we know from the midah of Binyanav. What do you need? The whole 13th midah of Kal V'Chomer. It's the first in the list. Yugam Minas Kal V'Chomer is the first, I think. So what do you need? The whole midah of Kal V'Chomer. Every Kal V'Chomer should be included in Binyanav. Yeah. So again, so Tosis says That's the Prima Gadim works on that kasha. He gives complicated answers. What do you need the whole midah of a Kal V'chaimer for? So Tesa says over here, Kal V'chaimer is always a better midah than Ma'amad Tzina. So Isi Ben Yehuda starts, he really could have established that Basa B'chalav. How does he know Basa B'chalav is Asa B'chil? Because in the Gezerah Shava, Anshi Kodesh, and I'm Kodesh Ato. That's how he knows Asa B'chil. How does he know Asa B'chalav? So he should have learned that from a Ma'amad Tzina from Klei Haker. But instead of staying plain old Mamatzinu, he wants to make it fancier. And a Hanami, because he could have learned from Kloak Karam alone. He wants to make it fancier, so he makes it into a Kal V'chaimer. So he started with a Kal V'chaimer. Then the Kal V'chaimer fell through. So if he would have continued and not introduced Kloak Karam, he would have said Kal V'chaimer from Orla to Basa B'chalav. And then there was a pircha, maybe Orla's machomer because lahay salosh asakaisher. You're going to say chametz pesach yachiyach. Then there's a pircha chametz pesach is kares. Then you say Orla tachiyach. Mechazra din la rizek rizek. If he would have said like that, if he would have said like that, then what is the Gemara saying? If it would have been, Tzadah Shavah, well, we call it Tzadah Shavah. So Rav Ashi said it would have fallen through because you can say Nevelo Tochiach. It's not true. And then Rav Mordechai quotes from Rish Lakish that Rav Ashi's argument is not correct. If it's a Mahatzad, Me'al Maloy Parchinan, you can't reject it based on a Yochiach. You can't say Nevelo Tochiach. So the Gemara says, so why didn't he say Yehachi Taisa Matzad? So why didn't he say it like that? Mara said, because whenever you have a Matzad, Tzad HaShave, you can make a Pircha Kol Dehu. So what's the... You can admit from Matzad HaShem, you can't do it like Kark. A Pircha Kol Dehu is enough. Right. So the Pircha Kol Dehu would have been Gidu Le Kark. So that's why you had to have... He wanted to start off with a Kal V'chaimer because it's always nicer to have Kal V'chaimer. It's better to have a Kal V'chaimer than to have a Mamatzin. But then, what did he end up with? The Kal V'chaimer didn't work. Kal V'chaimer didn't work. So the Gemara, he started off with the Kal V'chaimer, and then he had from all three together. So the Gemara says, "Nu." So now that you have all three together, so he started off with the Kal V'chaimer, and then you touched it up. You touched up the Kal V'chaimer. So why not say also, "Shiken Gidule Karaka"? So he says, "No." You do the karka as a pircha koldehu. So the only time you have a right to quote a pircha koldehu, hachi aminish mei resh lakish, kol matzad pachin koldehu. If it would have been a tzad hashove, like we said before, tzad hashove between orla and chometz, then pircha koldehu would reject it. Pircha koldehu would be shekhen gedu le karka. But if it's loyim amrit, you started making a kal v'chaimer. Then you said a pircha on the Kal V'chaimer. Shekein, who says that Orla is the Kal? Maybe Orla is the Chomer because Lohoi Salah Shasak Kaisha. Then you said a Yochiach on the pircha. We proved that it's not a good pircha from Chometz. Then we said, but Chometz is not a good Raya because there's a pircha there, because Chometz is Kares. So then, instead of going back to make a Tzad HaShaveh, we flew off to Kloy HaKerem. I mean, basically, it starts off as a Kal V'chaimer. We didn't make a Tzad HaShaveh. If we would have made a Tzad HaShaveh, you're right. We would have said Pircha Kol Dehu. All three of them are Giduli Karka. The Kloy HaKerem with the Orla, with the Chametz B'Pesach. Everything is Giduli Karka. But we didn't say a Tzad HaShaveh. Well, we started off with the Kal V'chaimer, and then we tried to shoot it down, and we resurrected it. So it remains a mid of a Kal V'chaimer. So he says, therefore, Nachamol, kol matzad pachin koldehu. But if it starts of loya mamrit, but if you start off as a kal v'chaimer, then kal v'chaimer pachin. If you want to reject it, you have to. So now, however, So what is it? But outside for me. So why don't you say a pirchal of the whole thing? He finally says the whole thing of Reish Lakish. Ella, no. What he really said, Amalei Rav Matzah Rav Ashi, he said like the Hachi Amanim Shmeini Reish Lakish. What? Chodem Yichoda. If you're learning at Kavuchana from one to another, called the Loi Parchina. If you have three verses, that's a pirche Kavuchana. Just time to say this is gedolei karka. That's not so what. That's irrelevant. If it's chodem mitarti, if you're learning out of tzad shava from two, feel pirche koldehu. But if it's chodem itlas, but if it's learned out one from three, so if you have to make it into a tzad shava, ihoda dina v'asibima atzad. If at the end of the day you have to make it into a tzad shava shabem, then pirche koldehu destroys it. V'ilai, but here. We didn't have to make it into a tzara shove because Kalayakem has neither chumra, neither the chumra of Lahoy Salashas HaKosher, nor the chumra of Kareis. So we left it as a kavachomer that needs crutches. It's a kavachomer, and there was a pircha against the kavachomer, maybe Arla is Mohammed and Basabacholov, because Lahoy Salashas HaKosher. So we said a pircha against the kavachomer, a yochiach against the kavachomer from. Chametz with Pesach. Then we had a tiny Chametz with Pesach has Kares. So if our emphasis from Klai Akam has no chumis. So we didn't have to say Lori Zekirizer, Lori Gizekirizer. So it's a different midah. There's a midah of Kalachimer. Then there's a midah Mamatzinu. Midah Mamatzinu Atzara Shove, even a Pircha Koldehu can reject it. And if it's a mid of kalvachaimer, only you can only reject it if you have a pircha of a kula and a chumra. But if it's you're learning out from three things and you didn't have to make a tzara shavish abahem, just you restored your kalvachaimer. You started off with a kalvachaimer from Arla, and you had a pircha against it, and you touched up the pirchas. You answered everything, so therefore a pircha kaldehut does not destroy it. Wow, complicated gemara. So then the Gemara is bothered with a new kasha. Gemara is bothered with a new period. Now starts another discussion. Why do we assume that Klai Akerem has neither the chumra? It's true, Klai Akerem has no kares, and we say doesn't have the chumra of Orla either. Orla, when the pear is grown the tree, in the early stage it ate, and after a while when it develops to become a pri, then it becomes, the minute it becomes a pri, the second it becomes a pri, it's the hoysaloshas akash, it's orla right away, it's also bachila right away. Up until then, it's eight bialma, that's not macholos hasuris. When it becomes roi lachila, then it becomes orla, so the hoysaloshas akash. But kloy hakerem, and Ingmar thought that kloy hakerem has neither the chumra of koreis, correct, nor does it have the chumra of the hoysaloshas akash. Ingmar said, why not? Isn't it the same as orla of lifrach? Why don't you have to come on to Atzad HaShavah? How can you just say Klai HaKerem Yechicha? It's not true. Ma le Klai HaKerem Shken Lahoy Salam Shas HaKosher? Why? When you plant Klai HaKerem, the first minute that it takes root, Kozmana doesn't take root. So it's not, it's like sitting in a container. Let's say I have a cup. I have a plate on the table. I put a grape seed and I put the seed from Tavua. Some wheat seeds. So that's not Klai HaKerem. It's only Klai HaKerem if the wheat is growing in the ground and the grapes are growing around. So when they take root, then it becomes Klai HaKerem. The first second that it becomes, that it takes root, the first second that it's called Klai HaKerem, it becomes Aser. So it's Lahoy Saloshas HaKosh. It was never Mutter. From the very outset, it becomes Aser. So what did you gain by switching? If you would have gone back to Orlo Tochiach, Chazaradin, Orla has a chumah that Chometz doesn't have. Chometz has a chumah that Orla doesn't have. So you see, at Tzad HaShavah Shabahem, the need of chumah A, no chumah B, causes that it should be Asabana. So you say, whatever is Asabachil is Asabana. If that would have been at Tzad HaShavah, then the Pirchel Koldehu would dismiss the Tzad HaShavah. But here we're not making a Pirchel Koldehu because Klai HaKerem doesn't have any chumahs. Why not? It's the same as Arla. So again, you have to come on to the Tzad HaShavah. So Pirchel Koldehu should demolish it. You should say, Shekein all Geduli Karka. And for the Gemara, Zoy Samaris, when this Brisa of Isay Ben Yehuda, we the Amoraim, Avada Barabbas and Amoris, so he says, we can derive from this Brisa, Klakarmi Korim Nesorim. If you plant, let's say I plant grapes on this side, there's a fence. I have grapes growing over here, and I have I have grapes growing over here, and I have tua growing over there, and the fence falls down. So not only what grows mikan al haba becomes aser, even what was there from before. The grapes were mutta before, and the grain was mutta before. Even what was there from before, hoysalo shasa kosher, becomes also now. So Samaris, when the Brice of Isa Behudit, you can infer the klarakam ikorim nesarim, even what was there from before, also becomes also. Hoysalem shasa kosher kaidim hashrasha. So before it took root, everything was mutter. When it takes root, then what was there from before it turns into Isa. Freg digmar, but it's not true. It's a beferish in Mishnah, it's not true. Masa Rab Shmai Bar Zeirem, Frek Takashim. So what, he's going to prove that it's not true, that only what grows Mikan al Haboz Oser, whatever was there from before, is Mutter. So the Gemara is going to answer, it's very little over here. The Gemara is going to answer, Zeruah meikor b'hashrosha, Zeruah b'hoisiv ben l'hoisiv lo. I was going to answer the two kinds of kloy hakerem. The case that I gave before, if you have a fence, and on one side of the fence you have grapes growing, on the other side of the fence you have grain growing, and this is muta, that's muta, then the fence falls down, and then if you dilly-dally, and you waste time, you don't bother to fix the fence, so then only what grows mikan al habo is considered the tarubis because there's no hachoka between them. Once the fence falls down, there's no hachoka. So whatever grows mikan al haba is aser. Whatever was there from before is mutar. All the rest may become aser because of the tarubis of what grows afterwards. Because you can't differentiate, you can't separate what grew before the fence down, what grew before the fence fell down, and what continued to grow after the fence fell down. So the only reason why we asa the whole thing is because of the taruvas, but only what grew afterwards is asa. So, and when did he say, Omar Abara Barab is asa meris, klarakami korim nesorim? When is that? That's only if he planted it. If metrilas, the planting, it was klarakam. When it took root, it was already the isa. So then even the seeds, let's say I planted seeds of grain. So grain, usually you grind it up and you make flour and you make matzahs and you make bread or cake or cookies or whatever. So if you planted seeds that were muta b'achila and then they take root in the ground near the grape seeds, even what was there, since he planted it, b'yisr, so even what with the grain that was there from before becomes treif. Not only what grows afterwards, even what was there from before, also becomes a just b'hashrasha. So that's what that was the kasha that they ask. He, Rabbanu Barabbas says, O Samaris, you see from the Brisa of Isa ben Yehuda, klar kami korim nesorim, v'hoyslam shas hakoshim kaidim hashrasha. Once it becomes klar kami, even what was there before, also becomes osir. Hoyslam shas hakoshim, so Rav Shmaya Barzira says, it's against the Mishnah, it's beferish in the Mishnah climb. Only what grows mikan al haba is also, and everything is also because of a tarubis. But it's not that everything turns; it's also because of a tarubis. So the Gemara answers, "Amar Abai." Here, Abai gives the answer. Here, Abai. There in Psochim, it's Rava, the same one. I don't know why. Usually, on the side of the Gemara, they would tell you to look there in Psochim, Ayin Sham. It's a different girsa. There, Rava gives the answer. Here, Abai gives the answer. Amar Abai. Treikra Iksibi. There's one pasuk that says Hamleya Pentugdash Hamleya Azera Shatizra. So the same pasuk, one phrase says Hamaleya, what will continue to grow will be aser, whatever is there from before is mutter. And then it says Hazera, okay, tzat. So if it's Zorua Meikor, if I planted it Milachatchila be'iser, so then b'hashrasha. Once it takes root, everything becomes aser. Not only when it grows Mikan al Haba, even with what I put into the ground. But if it's a Zorua above, it's growing for a long time already, and the fence falls down, or Hamabarat Tznaka b'kerem. I have an otzitz nokub, so it's going to be yonik menakarka. The kerem is there are grapes growing in the vineyard. And he's going with a flower pot, otzitnok, and a hole on the bottom. So we assume that it's yonik from the ground. He has zroim growing in the otzitnok. So now the zroim were planted beheter in the otzitnok, and the kerem, the grapes, the grapevines were growing beheter in the vineyard. But now that he carries hamavir otzitnok be kerem, he brings the otzitnok into the kerem. So each one was growing beheter. And now, if it grows so much that it can't be bottled, then everything becomes awesome. So only what grows mikanal haba becomes awesome. Whatever was there from before remains mutter, unless it's not enough to be mevatel. How much do you need to be mevatel? So that's what Rashi said. That's Mishnayos. That we usually know this to din. Anisar is bottled beroiv chad betray. And if it's Mimshein Amina, then you say Tam Kirka Daraisa, then you need Shishim. Rashi Shita is that the Mim B'mina is B'mashahu. We don't pass on like that, Rashi. And we say that Mim B'mina, Lach B'lach, you need Shishim Midirabona, like Zerot the Mimshein Amina. By Mimshein Amina, we assume Tam Kirka Daraisa. So by Mim B'mina, so that's why you need Shishim, because usually if you have Shishim, that'll cancel the Tam. So they made Xera de Rabbanon, Mim Bimina, Lach Balach, Nichishim, just like Mim Shena Mina Nichishim. Yeah. If Tam Kika would only be the Rabbanon, so why did they make a din, Mim Bimina, Lach Balach, Nichishim, Otta Mim Shena Mina? It's like Xera, Xera. So that's the Pashtus that we paskan. The Pashtus is that we paskan that Tam Kika is their Isa. So you need Shishim with their Isa by Mim Shena Mina, Lach Balach. So that's why midirabbanan they made gzera mim mina lach balach. You also need shishim. Yeah. So that din that shishim is enough if it's lach balach, and it's mim b'shein mina you need shishim in atorah because tam ki iker, and if it's mim b'mina you need shishim midirabban gzera to mim b'shein mina. That's only by normal isurim, but by truma the din is you need echud ameya. You need 100 units of heter to be mevatel the 1 unit of isur, and by orla klakem you need masayim. Let's say you have wine that was made from grapes that grew kloy haker. And the wine shell, kloy haker ma orlo, got mixed into kosher wine. So if you have 200 units of heter against every 1 unit of treif of wine of iser, then the orlo klakem would be bottled b'masayim. If you don't have 200 units of heter, then it won't be bottled. So that's the din, Rashi explained, that's the din over here of hoisif masayim. When the fence falls down. Let's say the fence falls down. I have grapes growing on one side of the fence and grain growing on the other side. Fence falls down. The guy doesn't do anything. He leaves it like that. It doesn't bother him. And they tell me, you better put up the fence. It's going to become asav b'achil. He doesn't care. So then the grapes grow bigger. So if they grew so much bigger that you no longer have 100 units of het, that means what grew before the fence fell down was so much of a volume. So if what grew now only has 199 or less of heter, it doesn't have 200 units of heter. When it starts to grow, so you have more than 200 units of heter against the mashu, it continues to grow a little bit. You still have 200 units of heter against the unit of this or that grew. But it's going to grow long enough, a couple of days going to grow, so it'll be hosam masayim. You no longer have 2 units of heter against the 1 unit of isa. You only have 199. It's only masayim, 1 over 200. So you only have 199 units of heter against the 1 unit of isa. So then the orla and clark ham is no longer bottle. So then the whole thing is usur, not because what grew before is usur. No, what grew before remains mutter, but it's a tarubis. And yeah, you can't separate what grew before and what grew later. Everything is all blended in together. So everything is awesome. So that's what the Minchas Chinuch has a comment on this Rashi. Rashi in a few places writes like that. That Hosid Masayim is based on the din that Orel and Klal Kerem need Masayim in order to be Mevatel. Where did that come from? So that's based on a drasha in the Sifrei. The Sifrei has on Bamidbar, the end of Parshas Korach, it has the dinim that you have to give when you have tvuah. So first you have to be mafresh all the matonis in order. So first you have to give truma gedolah. You give 2% to the kohen. Fine. Then you give what's left. You give 10% to the levi. Then the levi has to take 10% of what he got and give. That's called ma'isa mena ma'isa, truma's ma'isa, and he gives that to the kohen. So the the pasuk says, I forgot the lashon already. Es barim chemes migdasho mimenu, some kind of a lashon like that. Barim chemes migdasho mimenu. When the Levi takes out the ma'aser mina ma'aser, 10% of 10%, that's 1%. So he takes it out and he gives it to the kohen. It's like truma gadol. So the Sifrei has a comment on that pasuk. Barim chemes migdasho mimenu. Why is it called migdasho? Why is the ma'aser mina ma'aser called migdasho? Shimnafa letocho. Mikacho, if the it's 1% of the whole thing. So if you have truma, which is trumas meiser, that is trumas meiser. If you meiser mina meiser is 1% because it's 1/10 of 1/10 is 1%. If you have trumas meiser falls into the whole mixture, everything, then you only have 199. You only have 99 units against it because it's 1%. So then, if the ma'aser mina ma'aser will fall into a whole pot that has 100 units, and this is 1 unit, this is 1%, falls in. Even though you have 99 units against it, it won't be bottled because you need 100 units to be bottled. So that's the halacha, that truma is only b'teila b'meya. And truma is also b'achila muta b'hanoa, also b'achila t'wazar, but it's muta b'hanoa, it's only also b'hanoa shel kilui, to feed it to the animal. Is also because Ano Shal Kilo gets consumed. You mevatel et mitzvasa. Mitzvasa of the truma is that it should be nechal by the kohanim. So the din is truma is also b'achilim mutabano. You need meya to be mevatel it. So if you have ola kalakem, which are not only also b'achilim, they're also b'ano. So the Sifrei says hol b'kafal isuro kafal halo also. Since it's a double isa, twice as chomer as truma. Trum is also b'achilim mutabano. Ola klakerem is also b'achilim mutabano. So since hal b'kafal isura, it's a double isur, so kafal aliyosa, you need a double amount to be mevatel. So whereas truma, you need meya, so ola klakerem need masai. That's the drasha in the Sifrei. So Tosis points out in the Gemara Nida and other Masechtas, they say there is a Gemara towards the end of Masechus Nida, where it's beferish in the Gemara, that the whole din that you need meyo to be mevatel truma is only a chumra midrabban, and it's not really a din derais. I, the Sifrei, learned it out from a pasuk, barim chemes migdusha mimenu. Why is migdusha? Why do you call maisa mina maisa migdusha? Pshenofa letocha mikacho. If the 1% falls back in, then you only have 99 units of heter against it. Mikacho means it asses the whole thing. The Tosa says, yeah, that's the style of the Sifrei, that they'll make asmachtes for dinim that are clearly only the rabbanan, and they'll write it as if it's a real din deraisa, but it's black and white in the Gemara, in the Bavli, towards the end of Nida, that the whole din of meyo by truma is only mid the rabbanan. So we made the whole din of masayim by Orla Klar Kerem, all the kafal isura kafal aliyasa, since Orla Klar Kerem is twice as chamur as truma, that truma is only asa b'achilim utabano. Ola klakerem is doubly so asmachil osmano. So therefore, you need masayim to be mevatelit. So that's all, also only midrabbanan. There can be only midrabbanan. So the whole thing is only midrabbanan. So the Minchas Chinuch says, so minatayra, if the fence falls down, I have grapes growing on this side and grain growing on the other side. If it grows a little bit when the fence falls, I don't care. The fence fell down, they warned me, I don't care. I leave it the way it is. So if it grows a little bit, it'll be bottled by Masayim. I have 200 units of heter against it. If it grows so much that now you only have 199 units against a little bit of Kilayim, Klay HaKerem that grew after the fence fell down, they're not necessarily going to grow at the same rate of growth. The grapes and the grain are two sides of the fence. The fence fell down, they're growing. It could be that one of them is going to grow faster than the other. You have to ask a farmer which one grows faster. If one of them grew Hosef Masam, the other one didn't, so the other one will still be Mutter, and this one will be Asa, because you no longer have Masam. You only have 199 to be Mevatla. You have to have 200. So the Minchas Chinuch says that whole din, Hosef Masam Aser, is only Midrabbanan. Min HaTorah, the Kloy HaKerem won't be Aser if the fence fell down, unless the grape will be twice the size it was before the fence fell down. Because if it's slightly less than twice as big, I know how big each grape was before the fence fell down. And now it's one third bigger. It's one third bigger than it was before. It'll also be batel chad betray. It's mibimino. It's batel chad betray. The only time it'll be awesome in a Torah, the whole dina masay is only with the rabbanim. By trum, whole dina masayim is only with the rabbanim. Everything is with the rabbanim here. So in a Torah, the whole din will only apply if it's twice, the grape is twice as big as it was before the fence fell down. Or the grain, whichever grows faster, I don't know. The kernel of grain will be twice as big now as it was before the fence fell down. So chad b'chad, there's no bitl b'rayv. If I have 50% iser, 50% heter, then you don't have a rayv of heter. If you have 51% heter, 49% iser, that's called rayv. You don't need kefil. Some achranim came up with the chumah that you need kefil. That chad b'tray batl has to be twice as much heter as one unit of iser. But even if there is such a shita, we don't really buy. Even if there is such a shita, it's only with the rabbanim. It's not menator. Even if there were such a shita, yeah. So that's what the Minchas Chinuch points out. That such a famous din, Hosef Masayim, and Rashi explains why they need Hosef. Boshim Shatni Gemara is the way Rashi said. Why they need Hosef Masayim? Because only what grows after the fence fell down is Osir. Whatever grew from before, Ikorim is not Nesarim. The only time Ikorim Nesarim is if he planted it be Yisar. But if it's a Ruah Boah, the grapes were growing on their own, the Heter, and the Tvul was growing on its own. And then the fence fell down. Well, he planted tvua in an otzitz nokuv, and he planted grapes in a kerem, and then he takes the otzitz nokuv into the kerem. And now each one was planted beheter, and now they're growing together. So then you need hosef masayim. Why? Because only what grows mikara lahabar is aser, and if it only grows a little bit, it'll always be batal b'masayim. But if it grew so much, and now you only have 199 units of heter against it, then no longer has the Masayim to be Midirabbanan. But that will only be Midirabbanan Asa. A Torah, it will only be Asa if it's twice as big as it was before. So you no longer have 51% of Heter and 49% of Ista. So that's what the Minchas Chinuch asks. The Sefer Chinuch writes that this Din Hosef Masayim Asa is a Din Deraisa. So how can it be Deraisa? This is proof from the Gemara Sof Nida that the Din of Truma Betela B'meya is only midirabbanan, and the whole din that you need must sign by Erla Klakem is only held hafal hafal the kafal isurai kafal aliyasa. Since it's a double isur, Erla Klakem is also b'achila b'ano. It's twice as chomer as truma, so that's why it needs twice the amount you need must sign. So the whole thing is only midirabbanan. So how can the Sefer HaChinuch say that it's a diminator? That's the Minchas Chinuch. It's a very stark kasha, very strong kasha. Then there's another interesting kasha over here. I think the Prima Godim raises the question. Really, whenever you have anything that's also b'ano, helba kafal isura kafal aliyaso. So by chometz b'pesach, when we were learning the dinam abitl b'roi, before we started the kolabos, in between the second parak in chulin and the kolabos, we were learning hilchos pesach a little bit. So we said on daf lamed, Amir Aleph, Chav Tesan and Beis Lama and Amir Aleph and Psochim, the different opinions. So one opinion is that Chometz is Batal B'Shishim. One opinion is that Chometz is B'Mashahu. So the Prima Godim asked the Kasha, but Chometz B'Pesach is also B'Ano. We don't accept the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Aglila Tameh al Atzmech, Erei Chometz also B'Ano Kol Shiva. We don't accept his opinion. We hold Chometz B'Pesach is also B'Ano. Zasabana should be the same as Orla Klakem. You should need at least Masayim. So how can there have been an opinion in the Gemara? How could there have ever been an opinion that Chometz B'Pesach is B'Shishim? And we said the Ishiltis and the Rabbeinu Tam likes the Girsus Ashiltis. They don't hold from Chometz B'Mashu. They don't hold from that. They say Chometz B'Mashu is only if you hold like Rav, that Mimbimina B'Mashu, then you make a Chumre, Mimbishen Amina, at the Mimbimina. But if you don't hold Mimba B'Mashu, said the hold, so what are you going to make out of Chumr? Why should the Chometz be B'Mashu? So they hold their Chometz as B'Shishim. How can it be? How can anybody in his right mind say B'Shishim? Chometz B'Pesach is also B'Anos. So it should be the same as Orla Klar Kerem. Since it has a double Issa, twice as Chumr is truma. Truma is only asa b'achila muta b'ana, and you need meya. So chacham is b'pesach is asa b'achila b'ana. So you should need masai. How come no one says like that? If you have the Rashba, it's Teres Abayis on the side. I have an old edition. So in the old edition, they have the Ra'or, the Berak Abayis printed on the side. So in one place, the Ra'or and the Berak Abayis quotes that Gemara that there's Machloikis, where the Chametz is B'mashehu. So he writes, in one opinion in Gemara, Chametz is B'resh. Chametz is B'masayim, B'resh. That's probably a misprint. I don't have the new edition. We should check. What does it say? It probably should say B'samach. Probably shouldn't say Beresh. Pashta says that nobody ever said the Chametz is B'masayim. My guess is probably a misprint in the Ra'or and the Berak Abayis. So that's a kasha. So on this topic, Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky has a comment. He wrote a commentary, Chazon Yecheskel, on the Tosefta. So on the Tosefta, in Kilayim, that's quoted on the first daf in Baba Basra, Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Mechitz Hakem Shenifritz Amim Lagador. This same Tosefta over here. So the Tosefta talks about Hosef Masayim. So he quotes a long passage from the Sefer Yireim, the Rav Lezer Mimitz, who says that the Shir of Masayim is a Din D'oraisa. Like Abaye says here in our Gemara, here it's Abaye, and there in Pesach M'chafei, it's quoted name of Rava. Whoever said Abaye B'Rava, so he says there are two dinim. Om Rabbi Treikro, Iksiv, Iksiv, Hamaleya, Iksiv, Hazera, Hakeitza, Zerua, Meikorai. If you planted it from the Has, from Meikora, you planted it as Kalayim, as Bahashrasha. But of Zerua Ba, the grapes are growing Beheter, and the Tua is growing Beheter. And then in the middle, the fence falls down, or in the middle, I take the Utz, it's Nokom, and I take it on top of the Kerem, it's going to be Einik. And each one started off growing the heta by itself. And now in the middle, it starts growing together. Then, hosevenu hosevla. So that's based on the word in the Pasuk, Hamaleya. So the Rav Lezer Mimitz says, Shurim Sinai. That's the Gemara at the beginning of Sukkah, the Gemara at the beginning of Erevin. Shurim Chatzitzen Mechitzen is Allah. What Shurim? So the Shurim, Kazayis, Kibetze, Kigregris, all kinds of Shurim. So another Shir is the Shir for Hamaleya. So he says, the halacha l'moshe misinai tells us that the shir for Hamaleya is that you need hosef masayim. That's not the way Rashi said. Rashi said, the reason why you need hosef, the simple reading of the Gemara sounds like Rashi. Rashi said, based on our Gemara, the reason why you need hosef masayim, because the whatever grows after the fence falls down is aser. Whatever grows, when it's bolo elam, it's aser. But it becomes bottle. It becomes bottle berive. You can't identify which part of the grape grew before, which grew after. It's in the middle of the grape somewhere where it grew after. So the any little mashu becomes usr, but it's bottle. But if it grows so much hosef masayim, it grew so much bigger than it was before. And now you only have 199 units of heter against 199 units that grew before the fence fell down. And one unit that grew after the fence fell down. So it's no longer bottle, because they need masayim to be mevatel. That's how Rashi learned it. So now the whole thing is also because of a taruas. So the way Rashi learned it's beferish that the whole din is only with the rabban, because the whole din of hosef masayim is only the rabban. But Rav Lezer Mimitz, and apparently the Sefer Chinuch also says hosef masayim is a din d'oraisa. They hold that this is shir and hamaleya. There's a din hazera and there's a din hamaleya. So if you're dealing with hamaleya, that's the shir that you need. Hosef masayim is the shir from hamaleya. And anything less than that, there's no Iser at all. Iser doesn't, not that it's Aser, every mashu that grows after the fence falls down is Aser, but it keeps on being bottled bereiv. That's not the pshat. You need a Shir Malaya up until the point of Hosef Masayim, there's no Iser at all. After Hosef Masayim, that's called Hamalaya, and then from that point on, what grows is Aser, but not what grew before. It's a whole different shita. So if you say it like that, then it'll be maybe for emphasis the kasha that we asked, why shouldn't chametz be b'masayim? Chametz is also b'hanos, whatever is kaf alai sura, kaf alai asai, since it has a double isa, should be mochomer. So maybe that's the answer. Maybe only by truma, they made this chomer med the rabbanon, that truma is only batal, the echor meya, have to have 100 units of het against the 1 unit of isa. Why? Because truma is always, whenever you have teva, the Gemara has a lashon truma psicha day. Why is teva losa? Because he didn't take out the truma yet. As if the truma is floating, blended in. As if the truma psicha day, truma is blended in there. In fact, Rashi says in one place in Yevamos, the whole reason why you're not allowed to eat truma, the whole reason why you're not allowed to eat tevel is because truma psicha day. So Tosfos argues with Rashi, how can that be the reason why there's an issur to eat tevel? A kohen is permitted to eat truma. So the kohen should be allowed to eat tevel? If the whole issur to eat tevel because truma psicha day, the kohen is allowed to eat truma. So it's a kasha on Rashi. But the Gemara does have the lashon truma psicha day. So maybe they made a chumra midrabbanan by truma that it's not bottled by roiv and it's not bottled by shishim, that you need by lach balach. You need meya, echra meya. You need 100 units of het against the 1 unit of iser, because truma is always, a mashu of truma is not bottled. It's always truma psicha day. So let all tevel be mutter. If the whole iser of tevel is because it has truma psicha bay, so you see that there's a chumah that the truma is not bottled. So called the tikkun rabbanon came, the rishon tikkun, they made a din that to be mebatal truma you need more than normal. You need more than shishim. You have to have meyah. And the same thing by klei akerem. Klei akerem, it looks a little bit like people according to the reim, according to the chinuch that the din of hos masayim is a din deraisa because shiurim halacha l'moshe m'sinai. So it's not the way Rashi explained, it's all based on bittul. But according to the Reim and the Sefer Chinuch, it's really a din deraisa. So also along the line, it looks a little bit like truma psicha bay. That over here, it grows a little bit. And once it grows, hosef masayim, that's the shiurim malaya. So then I say, according to Rashi, that is the din, that you say it's not bottle. According to Rabbi Elazar Mitz, it looks like he's saying it's not bottle. On the level of Rashi, that's not really the pshat. So maybe just like by truma, it looks as if truma is machomer in bittel, because whenever you have tevel, there's always truma psicha bay, and there's an issue. There's an issue that the truma does not become bottle. So by Clara Karam also, it looks as if the climb is not becoming bottled once you reach a certain point, once you have masayim. So maybe that's the reason why they made the chumer midrabbanan of meyo with masayim only by klei akerem and by truma, because it looks on the level of the raisa, it's called the tikkun rabbanan kein the raisa tikkun, and it looks as if you have something that's not bottled b'roiv. Question is, why is orlo? Where do you see by orlo that by klei akerem I see masayim? What do you have a shir by orla? So somehow or another, Rashi and Tosis in the end of Tmurah point out on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that all these Sirihana divided into two categories. There are Nisrafim and Nigbarim. Some of them have to be burnt and some of them have to be thrown in the garbage. Nigbarim, you have to dispose of it. You shouldn't leave it around the house because by mistake, someone's going to eat it. Someone's going to get anor from it. So the Mishnah says that orla klakarim on Nisrafim. So Rashi and Tosis both say over there, Kloy Hakerem is Nisrafim. That's our Gemara. The Gemara says, we just had on the previous daf, Pentukdash and Kuf Tezvavamel. Pentukdash Pentukat Eish, that Kloy Hakerem is Bisrefa. How do you know that Orla is Bisrefa? So Rashi and Tais is right there on that Mishnah, the last Amid base in Tmura. I mean, Tmura ends on an Amid Aleph, but the last Amid base in the Mesichta, Rashi and Tais say, there's some kind of Yafusa, they don't know where it is. In the Gemara, some kind of yafusa that makes a connection between orla and klei akerem. So just like by klei akerem, it's bisreifa, orla is also bisreifa. So maybe over here also, just like by klei akerem, there's the chumra that is b'masayim, because it's called the tikkun rabbanan kein deraisa the tikkun. There is a din of masayim on the level of the deraisa. That's shiurim halacha moshe mesina, the shiur for hamaleya. So too, they made a din kein deraisa the tikkun. They made a din the rabbanan that klei akerem should be the masayim, and because there's some yafusa somewhere, we don't know where it is. Rashi and Tosfos don't know. There's a yafusa connecting orla with klei akerem. So you say that orla also needs masayim to be mevatel. It's a very important chazon yecheskel. It's very good that chazon yecheskel is very important. That one on Tosefta and klayim, we opens up not like Rashi. Rashi in a few places in Shas. gives this whole explanation. The Hosef Masayim is only midrabbanan. On a level of the Raisa, the Lana Biyasa, if the grapes are twice as big as they were before the fence fell down, because up until that point, it'll be bottle derived. Chad Bitrei bottle means 51% Heter, 49% Disa. So the din of Hosef Masayim is only midrabbanan. That's the Minchas Chinuch. And you have Rav Lezer Mimitz and the Sefer Hiraim, and the Sefer Chinuch say it's not true, that it's really a din deraisa. Okay, Blinetta tomorrow. We will continue. We'll continue in the Gemara here. On Amid Beis, there's a famous long Rashi. It's not really by Rashi. The last line it says it's written by Rashi's grandson, Shlomo ben Meir. The Rashbam was Rabbeinu Shmuel ben Meir. He was Rashi's grandson. The Rabbeinu Tam was the younger of the two brothers. Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam were brothers. Rashbam is the oldest of the three. He learned with Rashi. He usually doesn't disagree with Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam is a younger brother. He was a little boy. Rashi died. Rabbeinu Shlomo was born after Rashi died, and they gave him a name Shlomo after the grandfather. So this long tshuva on Amid Beis is written by Rashi's grandson. And in Yerideya, we'll discuss the Kriya about the Kepa. Okay?